over to India now. He regularly receives death threats and was once badly beaten up, but this Indian Jesuit priest is still determined to speak out against human rights abuses. Father Cedric Prakash is a prominent human rights activist in India's Gujarat state. This year, he was the recipient of France's highest civilian award, the Legion of Honour, for his outstanding advocacy work. Father Cedric is founder and director of a Centre for Human Rights, Justice and Peace that seeks to protect the rights of minorities and oppressed groups. My colleague Susie Hodges has been finding out more about this remarkable man.
France's prestigious Legion of Honour Prize is just the latest in a series of awards Father Cedric Prakash has received for his work in promoting communal harmony in India's troubled Gujarat state. He spoke to me about his reaction.
I was absolutely dumbfounded. I had some faint idea of what this honour meant, but I really felt that I was not deserving of it. I really felt very humbled. But on second thought, in all humility, I felt I needed to accept this award because it was a recognition not merely of my work, but the work of so many others who are struggling for human rights, justice and for peace here in Gujarat and in other parts of India. And it was also a recognition of the fact that human rights violations do exist in Gujarat and in other parts of India. It definitely spurs me on. It spurs my colleagues on. Yeah, definitely it means a lot.
I know that your work defending the rights of minorities and oppressed groups has proved quite dangerous for you in the past. And I know that you regularly receive death threats. Have you ever been tempted in a moment of despair to want to throw in the towel?
Definitely not. I think as a Jesuit, I have a mandate from the Society of Jesus, from my general congregations. I think the person and message of Jesus Christ inspires me very much. There have been death threats. There have been a lot of risk. There have been the feeling of rejection, unaccepting, wondering what one is doing. But not for a moment have I felt like throwing in the towel. Not for a moment I've felt that what I am doing is in vain. I may not see the results perhaps in my lifetime, but I know any little effort that I make will definitely bear fruits one day.
In 2002, Gujarat was the scene of some of the worst communal violence seen in India since independence. Unofficial reports said nearly 2,000 people died, most of them Muslims. 4 years later, tensions between Hindus and Muslims remain tense in Gujarat, as Father Cedric explains.
There is no killing, there is no rape, there is no loot, there is no arson, but there is a subtle type of violence that is taking place at every level of society, and the situation is perhaps even worse than in 2002. Muslims are constantly ostracized, they are alienated. Yesterday I was on a big debate on one of the television channels on the whole conversion issue. You know, there are people who are accepting Christianity. We have also evangelical groups coming here, and I feel as if they are right if they want to accept Christianity. But there is a lot of viciousness towards anybody who accepts Christianity here in the state of Gujarat. The situation definitely is hostile for minorities, for tribals, the Adivasis, we call them the Adivasis, for the lower caste, we call them the Dalits. It's really very bad. And in fact, for your information, Gujarat is one of those states which tops in female feticide. So even the status of women leaves much to be desired. So if you look at human rights across the board, Gujarat is one of the states in which there is a very, very, very grave violation of human rights at various levels.
And if it's possible to single out, say, one instance amongst the generalized situation, as you say, that's not very good, can you tell us very briefly about a really bad case of injustice or human rights abuse?
Well, yes, it's a young Christian boy married a young Hindu girl. They were in love from childhood. And now some groups of this Hindu fundamentalists have decided that that marriage should not take place. They have eloped. they have got married, they have had a marriage, they're living in Bombay, they have a child, okay? Now there have been ways and means of attempts to kidnap the girl and to bring her back to Ahmedabad, and even to kill the boy. I mean, these are two people in love. What has religion got to do with anything? They have been childhood sweethearts, and I think this is symbolic. Symbolic of the rotten society where when a girl cannot decide whom she wants to marry. And this is on our papers, in our front page of the papers. Just now, the boy has filed a writ petition in the Bombay High Court asking for protection because he feels his life is in danger.
But it's not just the couple described by Father Cedric who face threats to their lives. Father Cedric himself has been on the receiving end of regular death threats and even a physical attack. He told me more about how he was once nearly beaten to death for taking part in a peaceful sit-in to protest communal violence in Gujarat state.
It was on the 10th of December, 1992. There was a mosque which was demolished by Hindu fundamentalists in the north of India on the 6th of December. And on the 10th of December, many of us gathered in the city to stage a peaceful sit-in because there was a lot of violence in the city of Ahmedabad. People came together from all walks of life. There were Hindus, there were Muslims, there were Christians. And we took permission from the city administrators, from the police, and we went. We went to stage the sit-in asking for peace in the city, saying nobody should kill one another because a mosque has been demolished in another part of India. We hardly sat when a mob came. They tore out our placards. They wanted us to disperse. They singled me out because I was in the media the previous day. I was on radio. I was on television. And they beat me to pulp. When beating me up, they wanted to kill me. At the same time, telling me that I have to go to Pakistan, equating me to merely siding the Muslims. In fact, what I was asking definitely was, we needed communal harmony. We needed peace.
And how badly were you injured, in fact?
Well, I was bleeding all over. I needed to see a doctor. I was not hospitalized. But then, okay, it was more the trauma, the shock. I think a lot of my colleagues were also very, very shocked that day that somebody could have touched me. But that also gave birth to another movement in the city called the Movement for Secular Democracy, headed by Hindus, and it's still working today. So anyway, sometimes a little pain has a lot of positive fallout.
And what were your feelings towards your attackers and towards those in general who tried to obstruct your work?
Well, I've never borne any ill towards anyone, never in my life. And even those who have attacked me, I'm ready to forgive. I cannot forget some of these things, but I don't remember with any sort of vengeance. But all what I'm doing just now is that I'm trying to ensure that there is justice. And within the framework of justice, if some people are punished, now, for example, I'm definitely against the death penalty for anybody, however bad the criminal is, because I do believe that there is a lot of good in every single human being. I sincerely feel that as a Christian, as a priest, as a Jesuit, I need to be forgiving. I need to reach out to people in compassion, with reconciliation, but not merely allowing a society to exist in which there is inhumanity or in which there is injustice. I need to ensure that there is compassion, there is humaneness, there is justice in the society I try to build.
In this society that you're trying to build, how important is the role of the Catholic Church and other Catholics like yourself?
I think the Catholic Church is playing a significant role. I mean, I am always a critique of myself and of everyone else. I really wish we could play a more prominent role. But just say the Church is very happy that I've got this prize, not because of me, not because of the prize, but the fact is that it is also recognition of the Church's stand for human rights, justice and peace. And in that sense, the Church is definitely, here in Gujarat and in other parts of India, taking a very, very positive stand.
But despite the dangers involved in his work, Father Cedric is not a man who intends to rest on his laurels when it comes to his future plans.
We need to continue what we have been doing. There is greater impetus, there is greater recognition, and I hope more support will come, not merely material support, but a support in terms of solidarity, in terms of that we are one human family, and that all of us together can make this world a better place to live in.
Susie Hodges was talking there to Father Cedric Prakash, recipient of France's highest civilian award, the Legion of Honour.